LeBron, how important is it for you and the guys to balance that rest and rhythm and staying sharp down the stretch?
I think we did a good job of that tonight with the guys, you know, that was in, and we gave, you know, what we had tonight, and having a few guys out. You know, you have your practice days, you have your shoot around days as well, going down the stretch to stay in the rhythm.
Could it be a night where Mike Miller, you know, gained some confidence in the stroke? He's been a shooter all his life, but hasn't played a lot.
Yeah, he doesn't need confidence. And, you know, James Jones, they don't need confidence. When their number is called, they're ready to go.
How about the other guys, though, don't have the experience? Maybe Joe Harris or Matthew Dellavedova can a few more minutes against a team that's fighting for a playoff spot. Do you think that could help them tonight?
Well, I mean, for the you know, the younger guys, you know, every minute on the floor is a good experience for them, and even like a game like tonight.
Bro, I know you understand the big picture, but as a competitor, is it kind of difficult for you to know that you're going to go in with a certain amount of minutes that you can't play? You might end up last game, you know, post game, and you're not being
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, being a competitor, for sure. But I mean, for me, being a 12-year veteran, the bigger picture is always what's important. And for us, what's important is for us to, you know, stay in the rhythm. And I think we got some really good minutes out of the guys that was in lineup tonight, the big guys that played the bulk of the minutes, and also to stay healthy. And we came out of the game and everyone is healthy. That's the main thing.
You got popped in your mouth. How was that?
Yeah, I got elbowed. Yeah, so I'm all right.
Are you going to play Sunday?
I don't know. I don't believe so, but I'm not quite sure yet.
LeBron, you played with Mike Miller down in Miami, obviously, when he did tonight, no surprise, but just, is that good for him to get out there and get hot like that?
I think it's good for anyone to see the ball go through the net. No matter how great of a shooter you are, like Mike Miller and James Jones and those guys, to see the ball go through the net, you know, in meaningful minutes like it was in the third quarter, it was big time for himself. I know it is, but, you know, I was happy to be out there with him.
This is LeBron. But can you guys rely on the three the way you had been in the regular season in the playoffs? Have that part of your offense be outside?
Well, I mean, as long as we get, you know, inside and outside, you know, we're going to work our way, obviously, off pick and rolls. You know, Kyrie and Deli, they're going to be running a lot of pick and rolls in the postseason. You know, they get downhill and defense collapse, we kick out for threes. That's a big part of our game. So, you know, obviously, I mean, tonight was, you know, a different situation. So. But it's a big part of our game, and we won't shy away from it.
LeBron, they're playing for their playoff lives, and there's a chance you could see them in the first round. So how much do you take away when you're sitting on the bench not playing, watching them in case you do meet up with them?
Don't take too much away from it. You know, regular season games and postseason matchups is totally different. You know, we had two of our, you know, rotation guys sit out tonight. So
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about watching them so you get a feel for what Boston does.
Nah, my mindset, the way I lock in as far as personnel and things like that for the postseason and regular season game, I'm totally different, so I don't take nothing from it.
You feel good about tonight because the third quarter went well? I mean, you played a good solid quarter. You were down 14, came all the way back. Is that what sends you kind of off into the night feeling okay about how things went?
I feel good, period. Yeah.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for the books.